Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 3rd, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released April 16th and 18th, 2003.
Misery. We recently revealed that NBC reporter David Blum died in Iraq because of the Kingdom of God's war with the United States. He seemed like a wonderful man. Is the Kingdom of God's war the only reason you personally chose to strike against him?
Positively, Alora. Blum's only misfortune was that he was working for the wrong people and happened to have a condition that I could use to make him an example against those he was working for. He was quite willing to be that example and fulfill my purpose, and I wish that there were more in the world that were so willing to serve as he was and willing to make the sacrifices that he was willing to make. It is a hard thing to ask somebody to give up their material life, to give up their family, to give up everything that they dream of to help me and perform my mission, and when someone so willingly does so, I gratefully appreciate it, and he will be greatly honored in the afterlife. But I will continue my attacks on the press and on those that will not give my word to the people. I am sick and tired of them receiving our messages but shutting them off and not hearing them because they are not popular with the people. They will give my messages to the people one way or the other. Either they will be giving them to them in the material world or they'll be giving them to them in the afterlife. One way or the other, they're going to be giving the people my messages. I want peace, but it has to be a peace according to our principles and according to our needs. They will not give away the land of Israel. I will not allow it. The Father will not allow it. And those in the media will tell this.
Uh-oh, gone mad again. You tell him, Nazarene.
He sure is, Alora. And the people that say that it doesn't matter are going to find out that it matters very, very much. And they're going to wish that he wasn't.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories, so we have prepared a fan fiction site. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm.
Nazarene, do you believe Saddam Hussein is still alive? I'm sure our listeners would like to know.
Unfortunately, Alora, yes, I do. We have seen several signs that he has escaped again. The demons that feed with him, that control him, that are the source of his dark power, have not left the area, so we believe that he is still alive. There are other signs also that he is still alive. Unfortunately, without physical eyes to see in that area, it is very difficult for us to determine what is going on there clearly. We have to depend on the news sources just as the people in the material realm do. We removed our physical agents from that area some time ago to protect them because we knew they were useless to us in that area, and we wanted to save them for future efforts when their work could be of some benefit to everyone. So we have no contacts in that area. Even the creatures of darkness in that area will not work with us like others are doing. So it is very, very difficult for us. And when this person dies, there is a great possibility that he will suffer the second death almost instantaneously, and we will never see him. We will never hear from him. The only way that we will know for sure that he is dead is when one of his siblings dies or one of his followers dies that will survive into the afterlife, and then we will be able to know that he died because they will be able to tell us. But that will be the only way. This dark creature probably won't even get to the gates.
Excuse my language, Nazarene, but all I can say is damn.
You are excused, Alora. There are many that share your opinion. This is one of the hardest to destroy creatures of darkness we have ever come up against.
We'll be back again.